All right, Bam. Safe to say last weekend, your most frustrating race, maybe in a long time, and nothing to do with even you. And you come 1 week later, and you're incredible. You win the heat race, almost win the main event. I don't know if you need to get that angry all the time, like after main events, but that was great.
Yeah, it was good. Tough Daytona. I felt really good, had good speed. Fitness has been great. So, yeah, it was a shame that me and Chase came together two times, but stuff happens and moved past that and was motivated for this weekend. Really happy with my setup right now at the bike. And, yeah, it was good to win that heat race, come through the pack, and then... Yeah, I didn't get the best jump in the main event, and
I gotta watch it again. But where were you? You seemed like you were like.
I got yanked off the start. I was sleeping, I guess. Okay. What a shame. But yeah, everything else I executed well, and charged through the pack, and second was all I had. But got close to Kenny, but it just wasn't quite enough.
Did you have a spot picked out? Like I was talking to Brooks down there. Yeah. He wasn't tripling before the whoops, and you were, and then I felt like. The section after the mechanics area, you were better, but did you have anything lined up?
I liked the whoops a lot and that whole next section. So carry the speed through the whoops, on, off, double, and triple in the next corner. So through that section, I felt like I was really good. Okay. But honestly, just never could close up quite enough.
Yeah, it was quite a race. When you have a heat race like that, I mean, you've won 8 billion heat races, so... That's, you know, it's not that big of a deal to you, but when you do that,
no,
it's been a while, it's got to help, right?
Oh, it felt good. It felt real good. I was needing that a lot. I told myself after practice, I was like, I'm going to win the heat race today. So that was...
Is that easy?
Yeah, I guess it's that easy, so I'm going to start telling myself that more. I mean, confidence is really good, and I was just really comfortable today, and I knew I had the speed, and when I was behind Cooper and Kenny in the heat race, I knew I was faster than them, so I was like, all right, let's go, and made it happen, and then in the main, I knew I had pretty good speed. I wasn't... that much faster, but I was a little bit faster, so I was definitely hounding him, but just wasn't quite enough, and it's cool he got the win, bring the Kickstarter back, that's rad.
Yeah, you were gonna bring the battery back, I heard. Yeah,
I was telling the boys to pull a battery out the bike, let's get this thing up here, show it off.
When you ride like that, and you know, you never shortchange yourself on effort ever, like I think you give it all you have.
Probably too much.
Maybe, sometimes. Yeah. But can you, on a track like that, can you push as hard, like, or do you have to tell yourself, dude, I can't go aggro Bam Bam because I will eat shit? Like, how does that work?
These tracks are good for me because it makes me do... I think it makes me mellow out a little bit.
Yeah.
And I did override a few spots. Like, before the finish line, the triple-triple, I overrode into the corner, and then I couldn't do the triple-triple a couple of times. So, you know, there's still... You know, for me, this is... I like this conditions because it's extremely technical, and it... Like, my brain and stuff, like, works really good in this situation. So, yeah. And, yeah, I love it. So, but, yeah, these kind of tracks are good for making me ride better. But I felt like Daytona, I rode really well, and I feel like we have... Yeah, a lot of good tracks coming up, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's a fucking cool race tonight between you and Kenny. Obviously, Kenny got the better, but it was super cool to see both you guys.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I don't know who the win would mean more to both of you, right? Like it's pretty cool for both the series, for you two to have a race like that tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he has a contract next year. I don't know if I have a contract next year yet. So, like, we're both, like, we want it bad, you know? So, and, you know, we have our families here, and you know, I'm sure he's, you know... I heard him in the press conference say, like, you know, I don't know if guys thought I would be that good on this bike, but I was like, the dude's good.
Yeah, you're Ken Roczen.
Yeah, the dude's good. So it wasn't, I didn't think that, but, you know, he rode the wheels off, and I would have loved to get that win, but keep trying.
Cool. Great race, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.